not often I could say, is there a doctor in the house? And there is, Sawney.
We do have Dr. Charles Ralski. He's the executive director and senior research scientist at the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill. Welcome.
Morning.
Good morning. Not a real doctor, but a science doctor. I can't diagnose you unless you're an animal.
And speaking of animals, you have a big event coming up next Wednesday, the revelation of the big 200-gallon touch tank. Tell us about that.
It's been a long time coming, but we're really proud and excited to say that we brought a touch tank back to Blue Hill, and we're marking that with an opening event. It's going to be a lot of fun on the 16th. We're going to have a lot of really interesting animals and kind of unveil our plans for the coming years.
That's great. And one of those that you're going to reveal is the famous Arnold Klammer.
He's a diva now. You know, the fame got to his head. He got a little bit of attention. He came from a mill bridge. He was going to be eaten, and instead he found us. He's a 1 in 50 million chimera lobster. But he's getting his own tank now just because the demand and the behavior has gotten out of hand. So we just kind of give him his own space and let him hang out there.
Yeah, you've kind of had to bring some, I don't want to say threats, but, right, you've kind of had to put him in his place.
Yeah, I mean, with any celebrity, you just have to kind of remind them where they came from and where they could go. And so occasionally we'll bring out a giant pot and just show them, you know, this is a lot of lobsters go this way. This could be your path, but instead you're living this lavish life at Shaw Institute.
Oh, that's great. So this touch tank, there's a lot that goes into this. People think, oh, you just bring in a tank, pour in some water, and throw in the wildlife. It is nothing like that.
Transforming well water to ocean water is not easy, and it takes many, many months. But we've done it successfully. We have an aquarist named Mikey from the Oceanarium that joined us, and it's been a long process, but it's very happy. It's very healthy. The animals are thriving. It's now become a resort for ocean creatures, so we're very happy about that.
It's great. And when people come to this open house, it's a real touch tank, right? You've got people on site that'll let people touch and hold.
We've got all sorts of cool animals in there that people can interact with, and we are featuring some delicious popsicles from the Blue Chill. So Sarah and Chris were really generous and donated some popsicles. We're going to have an Arnold Palmer flavor for Arnold Palmer, as if his head wasn't big enough. We're going to have a couple other really special flavors, but it's going to be a lot of fun. We're so excited.
All right, so that's next week, and there's more. He's going to tell you there's more than just the touch tank at the Shaw Institute.
Just the beginning.
As if we weren't stressed out enough, we decided to pile on some more, but we're even more excited about that.
All right, he's going to tell us what that is next on Star 97.7. We love having people from the community in the studios with us, Sawney.
We do, and today we have Dr. Charles Ralski back with us. He's the executive director and senior research scientist at the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill, and you have a big open house coming up for the touch tank, but that's kind of like a springboard for bigger things, right?
Yeah, we had such a positive response from the community in terms of bringing in a touch tank. So we just decided to kind of go all in and turn our downtown location into an environmental education center with a lot of aquariums planned, really fun exhibits, very interactive. And the coolest part is we're aiming for it to be year-round, and we're hoping that brings a lot more people to the community. I think the local businesses around us will be really happy, so we're very excited about that.
Wow.
That's great. So tell people, when exactly is the open house and where is the Shaw Institute located?
We're located in downtown Blue Hill. The open house is on April 16th, and our winter and spring hours will be Wednesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon, and then 1 to 3 p.m., and then we'll extend those in the summer to be Tuesday through Friday, and also include Saturdays. But all that information can be found on our website, shawinstitute.org, and we'll keep everyone kind of posted as we make changes to that, as we add new animals, any more exciting events, we'll let people know there.
One of the amazing things you were telling us is that there's no charge for this, at least for a while, right?
We've decided to make at least the first year of this experience free for people, but we also want everyone to know that donations are very much appreciated. They go right to supporting our aquarist, feeding Arnold Klammer, and whatever money we bring in, we put right on new aquariums, new exhibits, new interactive activities. All of that will be built by any donations that we get.
And with funding cuts, it's more important than ever. So how can people donate?
Please visit shawinstitute.org, or better yet, come in during our open hours and come meet Arnold Klammer. Come hang out with us. You can sign up for lab tours. You can bring groups in. You can bring schools in. Anyone, just give us an email and we'll arrange everything.
And you'll open your doors.
We'll open our doors wide and come hold a sea cucumber, interact with the sea star, have a lot of fun with us at the Shaw Institute Touch Tank.
Thanks so much. Thank you, Dr. Rolski. And again, it's shawinstitute.org.
That's absolutely right. Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you.